The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. So now you may notice that I'm wearing a little bit of pink this morning, and I think it looks very nice. And you might say, well, why are you wearing that outside, and why are you wearing pink this morning? And I will tell you, because today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and it's Laetare Sunday, or Rejoice Sunday. And normally on Laetare Sunday, or Rejoice Sunday, we normally would wear rose-coloured vestments, but we don't have any rose-coloured vestments, so I'm making do with this nice pink stole this morning. And also, interesting, today, Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent, there's another also Rejoicing Sunday meaning to it, that in most parts of the world, except here in this country, today is Mothering Sunday. And why is that? Because going back to the Middle Ages and later on, when people, young girls or young women, were in service to households, you know, to rich families, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, they were allowed a weekend off so they could go back home and visit their parents, and especially their mother. And because, of course, when they got to Easter, the families would be having big celebrations, and they would need all the help. So in many parts of the world, today is Mothering Sunday, and that's how it all began. And also, that's it about... now, also, something that you're not used to. Normally, during these Sundays of Lent, we have people preparing and they come to Mass for the RCIA. But this year, because of the pandemic, we can't have that. So instead of doing the readings from year A, and today it would be the the reading of the gospel about the man being born blind, we have a chance to read or to do the readings from year B. And it's very seldom we have that chance to do, to read those. And they are absolutely beautiful. But I do think that most of us probably haven't realized that what the readings are really saying. And I might begin by saying to you that most of us, we feel separated from God. God is over here or up there or somewhere. That's how most of us think. And poor little me is down here. And the readings this morning are saying to us, that is totally wrong. We are not separate. We are not, God and us are not separate. And no matter what we do, we cannot be separated from God. Now, that thought might not have crossed your mind before. And I have to be honest and say, for many, many years, it never crossed my mind. But we are, no way can we ever get away from God, so to speak. No way. No matter what we do, no matter what the color of our skin is, no matter who we are, whether we're single, married, or divorced, or any other way, or whether, no matter what our sexual orientation is, we're totally joined to God. There's no way we can be separated from God. And so we find that very hard to assimilate and to get into our heads. Because I look at myself, and maybe you look at yourself and say, well, if I say to you, do you feel you're saved? You say, do you feel you'll end up in heaven? You say, I don't know about that. You don't know me. Well, no, I don't know you, but God knows you. And in the readings this morning, and we'll just have a second look at them in a moment, God guarantees our salvation. In the first reading, a beautiful reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Just listen. I mean, listen to these beautiful words. Because of the great love he had for us, he has brought us to life in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. So, it's not something in the future. It's past tense. By grace, you have been saved. Grace is a free gift from God. We can do nothing to earn grace. There's nothing you can do today or any other day to move one bit closer to God or to make God love you one bit more. So you might then say, well, that begs the question, why did I get up this morning and turn up at church? Or why do I do anything? Why wouldn't I be better off staying in bed if I'm saved anyhow? Well, you know, that might cross your mind and it would be normal. So I can't answer for you why you come to Mass on a Sunday or why you're here. I can only answer for myself. So why do I do anything? Why do I celebrate Mass? Why do I care for people? Why do I work in a parish? Why am I still doing things for God, even though I'm well past retirement? Why? And the answer, my one reason, my overall motivating force is to thank God. Just to thank God for what he has done for me. Just to thank him. And if we look at that reading reading again. There's even more good news in the reading this morning. We are brought to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised up with him, and seated with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus. So, in other words, you, every one of you, are human and divine. You're human and divine. That's the interpretation of the scripture this morning. You are human and divine. And when we read in the gospel this morning from St. John, we are told Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but to save us. Jesus did not come to condemn us, but to save us. So it's good news all the way. But we're so used to bad news, we have great difficulty when we read good news. So some of you, if I say to you, most of you this week will be getting a check for $1,400 from the government, you say, well, I'm not sure until it's in the bank and I have it, or I see the check. We're very slow to believe good news. It's not a fact. We're much likely to kind of take notice of bad news. But there's nothing but, in the readings this morning, good, absolute news about who we are and what we are. And it makes sense, and that's why this Sunday, if you look at the readings, it's called Laetare, Joyful Sunday. And we can put that into ordinary words. And into ordinary words, it means that if I become convinced that God loves me as I am, that I am saved, that God lives in me, that God and I are one, that God and I are one, the response in my heart, deep in my heart, ought to be one of, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And if you have the beautiful gift of gratitude and you're thankful to God, then you can be never unhappy. You can never be unhappy. No matter what problems or difficulties you face in life, gratitude and being thankful to God gives you the ability to deal with whatever life throws at you. Because you know eventually it will all be okay. All will be well. And all manner of things will be well. And everything will work out in the end. That is our real faith. Not believing that God is up there somewhere and it's all about a contest down here and a worthiness and I've got to do this and I've got to do that in order to win God's favor. When are we going to get away from that kind of inane thinking and realize no matter who I am, what is the color of my skin, whether I'm in a second relationship or whether I'm gay or lesbian or anything else, God loves me as I am. That's me. Just be yourself. That's me. That's how God loves you as you are. That's the lesson. That really is the message in the readings today. A beautiful message. So I want you, sometime this afternoon, maybe if you have a if you have a missal at home, or you might just look at that little reading again from St. Paul to the Ephesians, and just maybe focus in on that, on those words there, that God has raised us up with him and seated us at the right hand in Christ Jesus. By grace, no merit of your own, but solely by grace, the free gift of God, you are saved. And what? There's only one response we have to that, and that is, well, that's good. Amen. Yes. No, it is. Yeah. 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 Well, amen. Thank you for that. Not going off now on a tangent, but amen in the liturgy means yes, yes, I agree with that. So you're spot on. You get full marks this morning. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Amen. Yep.